Afternoons with Scotty K.
Christina, you're in Mundelein. It's time for the Monday Minute Mystery. Isn't that so dramatic? All right, here we go. One more time. A horse jumps over a tower and lands on a man who then disappears. Why?
Was it a shadow?
It was not a shadow. That was a good guess, though. It was a really, you know what? It's a game of chess.
Oh.
The knight jumps the pawn and takes the, yeah.
Oh.
I was rooting for you, though. I was rooting for you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Let's have a little fun. It's Scotty on US 99.
Lucy, do you think bad drivers know that they're bad drivers?
No. Because I have a friend who's a bad driver and she doesn't know.
Oh, really? What's her name?
Oh, no. We don't play like that in Crystal Lake.
Oh, we have each other's back in Crystal Lake. Do you think that if I threw out the phone number that we would get anybody that would call and admit that they're a bad driver?
No.
We'll probably only get people that hit things. Is there anybody out there, and I don't think the phones are going to ring for this at all, that is willing to say, you know what? I'm a bad driver. 312-946-4995.
You admit that I'm a really bad driver?
All right. Annie and Elk Grove, watch out for her. What kind of car are you driving?
Oh, no. Ford Fiesta.
Uh-oh. Watch out for that. Okay. What makes you a bad driver?
Everything that they said I do. I speed time. I cut people off. Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
You got road rage?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I get it from my dad. He's the worst.
I am.
You are a bad driver. Okay. What makes you a bad driver?
My children tell me I'm a bad driver because I drive in circles. They call it the Mom 500.
Because you're lost or you just do donuts?
Like, I don't like to turn around. I learned to drive from an old lady. My grandma taught me.
Gotcha. Okay. I heard circles were cool back in the day, so maybe that's it. I don't know. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
I am a horrible driver.
What makes you say that?
I literally am terrible. I am the worst driver. I am the most defensive driver you've ever met in your life.
Okay.
Anybody that comes near me, around me, even close to me, I panic. I slow down. If it's raining, it drives me crazy. I go around the corners really slow. I get people behind me mad, people in front of me mad. I forget I'm at the stop sign, and then all of a sudden it's like I get a beep. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to go.
Oh.
I am horrible.
You know what you are, though? You are also very self-aware.
I am.
Listen, with Keith Urban hosting the ACMs tomorrow night, I've been trying to find somebody in Chicago, haven't been able to, that can do a great Australian accent. Toby called, and I can't tell if his accent is real or not.
Well, that's for you to determine, all right?
I can't. All right, Toby, let's try to get you to say a few things and see if people can decide if it's real or not. What would you cook on the barbecue?
What would I cook on the barbie? Oh, mate, we don't even do shrimp. They're not shrimp, they're prawns.
Okay, what kind of animals are you rocking with?
Well, the wallaby is the best one.
I can't decide if this is your real accent or not. All right, let's figure it out. There's Luke Combs. It's US 99. I'm Scotty, trying to figure out if Toby is an authentic Keith Urban, if his Australian accent is real or not.
Well, that's for you to determine, all right?
All right, do the shrimp line again, okay?
What would I cook on the barbie? Oh, mate, we don't even do shrimp. They're not shrimp, they're prawns.
Okay, I've been trying to figure out if you are actually doing an Australian accent or not. I'm horrible with accents. I'm looking at the text right now at 44995. There are a couple that say you're real, but the majority says that it's fake. I'm going to go with that as a fake accent.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I did it.
Bad dinkum, mate.
I don't know what you just said, but where are you actually calling from right now?
I'm actually at Hawthorne Mall right now.
It's almost Australia. Thanks for doing this, Toby. There's Luke Combs. He is up for that Entertainer of the Year. The ACM's tomorrow night. It's Scotty. Let's play Tell Me a Tale. I give you the tail end of a song, and Lucy and Crystal Lake, you tell me what song is this the tail end of. Tail end of. What is it?
I think that's Bluebird by Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, it is Bluebird. You nailed it. Good job. Yeah, I wanted to play Miranda because the ACMs are tomorrow. She won one ahead of time for the vocal event of the year, but that her 35th, which makes her the most awarded ACM artist of all time. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
US 99, Chicago's out of this country. Kristen, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mount Prospect.
Awesome. I'm from Wheeling, right down the street. It's perfect. Hey, do you have a couple minutes to hang out? Because I have a story I want to tell you.
Sure.
Sure.
It's about Keith Urban, who's hosting the ACMs tonight, and how it's his fault I ended up in women's clothing.
Okay.
Right, okay. In like 6 minutes, I'll tell the whole story on US 99. Christine, you're ready to hear why it's Keith Urban's fault that I was in women's clothing?
Sure.
Well, if you know me, you know that I'm a huge Keith Urban fan. And a couple years ago at an award show, I was like, oh, I want to see if I can pull off that Keith Urban deep V. You know, he wears the deep V shirt.
Right.
Yeah, it's not easy to pull off. Did you know that?
Well, you know, for a woman, it might be.
Well, that's exactly where this is going, because I got this shirt and I wore it to do all these interviews with all these artists, and to find out later that I was wearing a woman's shirt the whole time. And it's like got this like scoop U neck and not as much of a V, which I thought was weird at first, but I was like, who knows, maybe this is just how it is. So I posted the picture if you want to see it.
Awesome.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling and being so supportive, Christine.
Thank you.
Christine and Homer Glenn, did you hear about the new trend is making jewelry out of people's teeth?
Oh my gosh, no way.
Yeah, ugh. And do you have to brush it, is my question, I guess, too. Like,
right, like, are they clean? Do you get them whitened when they get dingy? How right. does that work?
Right. Do you just put it in mouthwash to clean it? Or nothing, just floss in my earrings. Thank you so much for calling, Christine. If you want to see it, you can text teeth to 44995. I'll send it to you. Up to you. Keely in Lake Villa, apparently, after the tooth fairy takes the teeth, sometimes they give them to parents, and you said your mom kept them?
They're in a Ziploc bag in her treasured bin.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask what else is in the treasured bin.
My hair from my first haircut.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of a problem.
You know, have you ever heard of that show? It's called Hoarders, and...
Yeah, I have told her that that is where she belongs.
Yes, you were asking about shaving baby teeth.
Do you save them?
Yes, I do, or I did. I still have them.
How long have you had these teeth?
Well, considering my daughter's 38.
Why?
I don't know. What if there was... I watch Forensic Files, so, you know, if there was something...
I watch Forensic Files!
In case we had to identify her.
What do you think is going to happen to her? That's so funny. Yes, you're adorable. I love you.
I know. Thank you.
Bye.
So actually, I saved my dog's teeth.
You saved your dog's teeth?
Yes, I did, actually.
That's a twist.
Yeah, probably will end up making jewelry out of them.
Really? What do you think you're going to make out of them?
Necklace, maybe?
Hey, like the shark tooth ones? Wow, okay.
But, yeah.
So it's super sentimental. I appreciate that. Why don't you just make one really cool long earring? Or your nose ring. Good. There you go. Right?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
As we were talking about how Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett have to share their ACM Entertainer of the Year award, let's play a little game called Would You Share It? I'll give you some things, and you tell me if you are willing to share those with somebody else.
Okay.
Would you share your toothbrush?
No.
No toothbrush. Okay. What about your earbuds?
Yes.
Okay, you would share your earbuds. What about your french fries? Do you share your fries?
It depends, but I'm going to say no, I'm not going to share.
Yeah, don't even touch my fries. That's right. What about, would you share your wedding day? Like somebody was like, hey, let's get married on the same day.
Oh, that's tough. No.
That's my day. That's my day.
Yeah, that's my day.
What about your morning coffee? Got your coffee and someone's like, hey, let me get a sip of that.
Absolutely not.
Nope. I think for the most part, you're a pretty normal sharer.
I'm a caring person.
Yeah. But don't you dare ask for my french fries or my coffee.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Is this the medium that just texted 44995?
It sure is. Is this Scotty?
Yeah, how are you? What's your name?
I'm good. My name's Melissa.
Okay, Melissa, this is wild because I just was talking about a video where I think I saw ghosts in the video. It's at Gettysburg. They see soldiers running across. And you texted me right away. You said, I've seen this. I know someone that knows these guys that took the video.
Yes. So there were two guys. There's two people who have seen them in that spot. One was a husband and a wife, and they were interviewed and filmed it. And then there were these two guys, and
I'm getting chills right now.
I know, but
is that what it was? Is that in the video? It's ghosts?
Those are ghosts. If you look closely, and if you do like the freeze, the way that I saw it was where you could freeze it, you can see their caps
you can see things hanging down from their waistband.
Because you see kind details. Of the figures, and I was like, is that what I saw? And that's why I threw it out there, because I was like, I'll let other people see if that's what they saw too. But that's crazy that you, I think it's weird too that you were listening as I'm talking about this, and you know the guys that took this video.
Well, I don't think anything in the paranormal is crazy.
Oh, you're freaking me out. I love this. We're going to stay connected because you and I are going to talk more as Halloween gets closer, okay?
That'd be great.
So wild that I talked about that in a medium call that knows the guys that took the video. What is today? If you want to see the video that I'm talking about, text GHOST to 44995. I'll send it right to your phone. What a crazy Friday.
Fun every afternoon with Scotty K on US 99.